ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, episode 5.
Welcome, buttheads.
Butthurt Owens Valley Podcast. I am James Truels.
I'm Chase Little.
And here we go. Let's start this MFing show.
With us in the studio, as always, we have Jesse Steele.
That is true, Jesse Steele.
That's me in the background with a microphone.
With the microphone.
Because my dad got mad we didn't have a microphone on me. Not because he wants me to be showcased.
Right.
Because he says I sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, well, because he had to turn it up to hear you talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this episode of Butthurt Owens Valley actually has a sponsor. The sponsor is Bruno. Thank you, Bruno the Bulldog, for sponsoring. Bruno is just a wonderful, lovable boy who spends time with his mom watching BHOV podcast while she recovers from her leg injury. Bruno likes cuddles on the couch and thinks he is a lap dog, even though he is a large bulldog, probably weighing close to 65 pounds. He loves playing with his balls. By balls, I mean fetch. And he has a Duff beer that he loves to nibble on. Bruno's a sweet with animals and sweet as can be with humans. Bruno is looking for the girl of his dreams, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So when you see these awesome pictures of Bruno, he is available. And thank you once again, Bruno.
Not available for adoption.
He's available to make the full deposit.
With his balls. I mean, fetch.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny because we talked about how, I think it was last episode, we talked about how you could, like, a singular person could be a sponsor, and instead of getting a person, we got a dog.
I've met Bruno. Dude, that guy's, he's an amazing little animal.
Oh, yeah, he's a great dog.
Great dog. Handsome as a dickens.
So,
what do we want to jump to first?
We're going to talk about this this first post that I thought was pretty intriguing. I heard a little bit about it. I'm not too sure on all the details, but it says, not sure if it's just me or if there are others that are butthurt that the high school seniors can't even do their senior prank without people crying about it.
Bro.
And getting police involved.
Bro.
From my understanding, it was harmless. Boo-hoo. They moved desks outside. How terrible. Better make them miss their finals and potentially not walk on Friday. Bunch of BS.
I like my coffee cup. Just, bro, like, I don't even know where to start with that.
There's got
to
be some good
comments. So what was the actual prank? Do you guys know?
To my understanding, I got this, a guy I work with, his daughter knows the people that did it. There was like 30 of them, I guess. And what happened was two of them they hid themselves inside the school until everybody was gone.
Oh shit.
And then let everybody else inside.
So that's a problem.
Well, it's a huge security hole. You're telling me they can just open the doors from the inside and there's no security alarm?
I know for a fact you can't.
Yeah, actually, right. There's only a handful of buildings that have codes.
Right. Yeah. So that's a problem. But anyway, apparently they went and took like all of the desks from, I'm assuming, the at least majority of the classrooms,
heard, right?
And they put them in the hallway.
I love that.
That's a great prank.
That's the greatest. That's one of the greatest pranks that's probably ever been pulled.
Dude, and nobody got hurt. Like,
did they actually? I know that they were threatening not to let those young people involved walk in graduation.
I don't know if they did for sure. They didn't, but
I mean, let kids have fun, man. That's harmless. That's like it's non-violent, right?
Right.
It's harmless.
Yeah,
it's not like they painted everything or dyed anything or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what year it was, and this actually could have been even a myth for all I know. But I heard that there was a class that stole the Manor Market chicken once and put it on the roof of the school.
Bro, that would be really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
That would be pretty hard to do. It'd be awesome.
I want that to be true.
I don't know if it is or not, but like
I really
that's
want that to be true.
You know, that's one, you know, it's theft, obviously, but you know. No, it wasn't the Manor Market chicken, it was the Barbecue Bill's bowl.
Okay,
that's
that
what
makes
it
more
was.
Sense
okay.
Because of the Onis, right?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
probably,
yeah.
You know, somebody had a ladder and was
there, grab
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nothing against the Onis because I absolutely love
I know those we both mentioned that this week on Facebook, James. I miss Barbecue Bill's.
Oh god,
oh, man.
Oh.
Dude. There was just nothing like it.
There's so the simplicity of barbecue bills is what allured me, right? It was just so simple. For the beef dip, I would get a beef dip, extra beef, Swiss cheese, and random French fries. Yeah. Swiss on the beef dip.
Dude, their fries were so good.
It was seriously.
I mean, never I like even setting apart their awesome barbecue sauce. Yeah. Their fries, were
salad incredible.
Their
salad bar was
so. I used to get the beef dip, but with barbecue sauce. It's like a beef, whatever you.
Sure. The beef wheel or whatever they called it.
They called it something like that.
The Circle O, bro.
Circle O, that was it. Circle
the
O.
The Circle O combo, man. And their burgers, dude. Remember how good their burgers were?
Yeah. Actually, not that long ago, I ran into the guy that I believe he was the owner back in the day.
Sure.
So I ran into him, and he was saying something along the lines of he still has all the recipes, and like his son or his nephew or somebody was thinking about doing like a food truck. And I was like, great idea.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, tons of locals from the nostalgia of how name it the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or call it like barbecue wheels or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Barbecue bills on wheels.
Just call it barbecue bills. They probably still own the trademark.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that
Todd,
would be
if you're listening to this, this is Jesse Steele. We know each other.
Todd.
Reach out to me. I'll help you market this and make this happen.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah. You'd own it.
Oh,
Oni. Get it?
Oni. We actually have, they're slowly starting to release things. I have labeled barbecue bill seasoning salt from whoever it is that's selling it.
Oh.
Somehow or another, Amanda got a hold of some and brought it home, and it is exactly the same.
Nice. Because Manor was so good. Wasn't there coyote sauce or something?
Maybe
there's a handful of dudes out there making some bootleg barbecue bill sauce that
talking to the microphone, Jesse.
Oh yeah, I have a microphone.
You got a microphone, fool? Yeah. So yeah, barbecue bills.
Yeah. But heard there isn't a splash pad at the park. It's a very simple. You know, there's not much to make fun of here because I totally agree. That would be
splash pads are red.
Splash pads are really cool.
Could you imagine if you had a splash pad when you were a kid?
Oh man,
dude.
Right,
dude.
Instead of like of our era, that giant steel curly slide. I don't know anybody who's closer to my age, which is dirt. There was like it was. I mean, 18 feet tall.
Easy.
It was so
that
tall.
Steep slide,
and like the ladder was like, right.
Do you remember?
And then it had one, two, and then it spit you out at three.
Well, do you remember the one at Mill Pond was really tall, and it had the ladder that was super steep, but it was like, it wasn't even like a ladder. Like every other foot was, it was like that, you know what I mean? So you actually had to like,
oh man.
And it was just a that super steep steel one
straight.
And if you do it on a hot day, you throw some water on the thing, it would just boil.
I used to put sand on that slide to make me go faster. And then
that's a great idea.
I remember one time I rousted up a goose and stole its egg and put it in my pocket and went down the slide, and then the egg broke. And then I knew my dad was going to get mad. Right. I could have like, how old were you when you steal goose eggs? Like 5, right? Before kindergarten for sure. So then I remember to get all that yolk out, I filled my pockets with sand, and it was just like yanking out yolky sand. That's the mind of a child.
And then that's how you got your college nickname, Yolky Sand.
Yes, that is exactly how I got my nickname.
You went to college?
Yolky Sand. Yeah, man, I did. College of the Redwoods.
Oh, wow.
Not very long.
Drop out.
He was busy taking trips to San Diego. And
That was after, right? So
San Diego to Humboldt to San Diego.
In all honesty, like I had a really horrible accident with my family that kind of deterred me from moving up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people who know me, and we could just touch on it really quick because it helps me to talk about it. We had the anniversary on the 6th. So I was with one of my most best friends, and we were coming from my mostest best friend's house getting a haircut. And on Pine Street, right over there, right? Pine Street, right here, Pine Street. We were coming up, and Grandpa was coming home from Caltrans on his motorcycle, and how the sun was, and like his lights lined up with the car that was behind him, like perfectly. So his light was out here, and then he just like we looked both ways, stopped, everything was fine, and he just materialized when I was looking, because I would look this way, my friend was looking that way, and you know we were doing the back and forth, and when I looked this way, there was just a man on a motorcycle.
You ran over your own grandfather?
Probably 10 feet away. I wasn't driving. I was passenger. So I just told my friend, I was all, stop. And he didn't look. He just hit the brakes. So back in that, in the 90s, I don't know if you remember, Jesse, there's those people who walked those giant Pyrenees, Pyrenees.
Yep.
So Grandpa was on his motorcycle and was looking right at Jack's Waffle Shop. And we were at that intersection. And when we pulled out, he didn't look forward. And he was at a lifted truck. And he hit the front of the truck. And that was pretty much the end of his life right there. I don't know if he ever woke up. His helmet damn near cracked off his head. His leg pretty much came off. And he landed in the center of the road there. And I remember the first words I said to my friend was, my God, that guy's going to die. First words I said.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do nothing but run to him and help him. And I couldn't move. I literally couldn't move. I was standing by that stupid white rock right over there on the corner, and I couldn't move. And everybody that I knew in the world was there. Like, so many people from school, so many people, friends, family members, family friends, older people, you know. And the cop who showed up was a really good friend of ours, and he was just like, James, you need to go home. And he told my friend, he's like, take James home. And they're like, no report, no nothing. It was just a really weird thing. So
did you not, was it your grandfather?
I didn't have my glasses on.
But it was your grandfather, and you didn't know it was him.
No. And they wouldn't let me close, right? So once I kind of got my wits about me, and whatever higher power there is, you know what I mean? I couldn't go over and find him. I didn't have my glasses on at the time, and I have horrible vision, right? He had grown a beard since then as well. Hmm. So the person that I seen was just, you know, a fuzzy, bloody mess.
Yeah.
So I go home, and all the lights are off, and my stepdad is sitting in the dark, and I come through the door, and I'm like, Jim, I'm so glad you're home. And he was like, we don't have any time for that. Your grandpa was just hit on his motorcycle. And that's when everything clicked. And I was just like,
yeesh.
You know, and like, I'm sorry if I might cry right now, because like, that was a powerful thing to understand, that we just hit him. And I mean, back, dude, it was so crazy, bro. Like, it was so crazy, man. And that was the beginning of a long line of death for me for like the next 2.5 years. Like, five more people died, and it was a pallbearer at all their funerals.
Wow.
So I don't know how we got on that tangent.
Something about not moving to Humboldt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't move up there and go to school. That's it. Good job. Way to stay on track. So now you guys, the audience, all you guys know a little bit more about why I am the way that I am, the way that I live with, you know, love, and because the only thing I'm ever going to be is a memory to you guys, right? And I want them to be great ones.
True.
I hope I'll forget about you.
If you want to know more about Trulzy here, go to Get Real with Jesse Steele, my show, because we did a whole, hour and a half interview.
Yeah, dude, we did. I don't know if we touched on that. Did we ever touch on that?
Yeah, man. You got a bunch in there.
Yeah.
I'm butthurt about moving Friday markets from Academy to Church Street.
Oh, yeah.
The move overlooks the fact that the Church Street lacks critical amenities such as lighting, restrooms, electrical outlets. This move will increase city costs if they are to install lighting, restrooms, and electricity. It goes on and on and about a bunch of stuff. And somebody from the city at the bottom here, it says, please email Bishop City Council members today. And there's a link on there. Don't hit that link and email Bishop City Council, because it had nothing to do with them. It had everything to do with the people that organized the event actually wanted to move it. It has nothing to do with the city council at all.
I was trying to say, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their event.
A lot of times they get blamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they should be blamed for a lot of stuff, because they do absolutely nothing that helps me at all. But
that's why I want to run for city council. Did you hear that grunt?
I know. I'm waiting to see what he's going to say.
That we don't need. I mean, we don't need another lazy guy in city council, man.
Bruh.
Or an old man.
You know, I'm all gas, no brakes, dog. Like,
no, I'd vote lazy. For you. I would vote for you.
Yeah, well, it's like, dude, I'm so community driven, and there's so many like silly things out there. And a couple of those issues I do kind of have, you know, iron in the fire for a reason that I want to change some things, right, for local businesses. But like, more than anything, I have my ear to the street. I am the community. I want to be here to help, to take Bishop into the future. You know what I mean? Instead of like, maybe there is some more closed-minded people on there that aren't, you know, thinking with Bishop in mind.
Well, if you were to get on city council, maybe you could help with this next butthurt.
Yo.
Wait, before you get into that, I want to know, where's Church Street? I can't think of it.
Church Street is...
It's in between the liquor store and then where Terry Diddy's place is.
Okay, gotcha. That's all I needed.
Yeah. Not butthurt. Well, maybe. What's going on in old Kmart? Lot on Main. They are striping
dick,
it.
Bro.
Even handicap spots.
Right.
People, listen very carefully.
This is a butthurt exclusive.
This is absolutely a butthurt exclusive. Nothing is happening with the new old Kmart or the old Kmart.
Ever.
And for the love of God, people, there is no Trader Joe's going in where the Rite Aid was. We are going to have empty buildings. Deal with it.
Yep.
That's all they're going to be. There's no Tractor Supply coming.
Nope.
There's no Trader Joe's coming.
Nope.
There's no Target. There's no Walmart. There's no In-N-Out Burger. Okay, people? There's no In-N-Out Burger.
Why?
Did you know what I did here is going to come here?
Let's hear it.
Target.
Target's not coming here.
Yeah, allegedly, Target's going to be in the new old empty Kmart building.
It's not happening.
What I can tell you 100% is Eastern Sierra now reached out. We just did an article on it this week.
Oh, no.
We reached out to the powers that be. Nothing is being moved into any of those buildings at this point. There's no contracts, no discussions.
Dude, it's almost like I can see the future.
Yep.
Actually,
that sounds like a segment.
So I have, it may have rubbed off on me a little bit. I have this uncle.
Your uncle rubbed off on you?
Yeah.
Oh, I just blew the audio out bad on that one. Well played, sir. Well played.
If he did, I don't remember, and I want to keep it that way.
Okay.
he's a crazy guy. He lives out in the hills kind of by himself.
We all have that crazy uncle. You know what I call him in my family? Mm. Uncle Touchy. I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
I only have a couple of uncles.
What's worse than ants in your pants?
Oh, a crack in your butt?
Uncles.
Oh, that tickled me.
Anyway, he calls himself the Redneck Rasputin.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And we actually recorded some things. He has some predictions for us. We're gonna throw that in here on the episode somewhere. We'll throw it in here and we'll throw them in right now.
What will cause the most butthurts in the month of June?
For the month of June, there shall be parents upset about their dogs being scared of the reservation's fireworks show that will continue from now until August.
What's your prediction for traveling season here in the Owens Valley?
Traveling season will bring people that drive like shit, park like shit, attract people that notice that shit, post that shit. It'll probably result in record sales and revenue for our local businesses.
Is it going to get hotter?
Yeah. Are you stupid? It's not even rut yet. You still got July, August, and then we get to September.
Do you predict the trash will ever be picked up at the Artesians?
Well, when it gets warm outside, people like to swim. When they swim, they like to drink beer. When they drink beer, what do they leave behind? Dirty diapers and women's brassieres.
Yeah, but is the trash ever going to get picked up?
Yes, it will. By the trash pandas. You should volunteer.
Does the C5 mural really depict Satan?
I got a deer tattooed on my back. I ain't scared of no goat.
When will episode 5 of Butthurt Owens Valley, the podcast, come out?
To Ernesto, MC, from one man who's cut a finger off to another. Hold your mules.
Should people be allowed to park in the line at the car wash before getting their ticket?
I think you should wash your car in your own damn driveway. For all of you that are suffering from the butt hurt, go sit in a creek.
Have a question? Email bhov@easternsierranow.com.
Are you hungry for a fiesta of flavors? Head over to Astorga's Mexican restaurant, Bishop. Experience authentic Mexican cuisine from sizzling fajitas and cheesy enchiladas to our famous tacos and fresh guacamole. Bring your friends and family for a vibrant dining experience with warm hospitality. Astorga's Mexican restaurant, where every meal is a celebration. Visit us today at 2201 North Sierra Highway or call 760-873-7156 to place an order. Online orders preferred at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com.
Well, anyway, that's old Redneck Rasputin.
That was informative, man. Yeah. I think he's kind of spot on.
This next one was, but I heard they're keeping this under wraps. Trader Joe's is coming to Old Rite Aid store vacant building.
Oh, bro.
Nobody's keeping anything under wraps, people. There's no new stores coming. You still can't buy underwear anywhere. And Trader Joe's doesn't carry underwear anyways.
So sad, man.
Butthurt, the town's cottonwood trees have been here so long, they're a danger to be around in the wind. Sitting here at the park, and this branch broke off and just missed this kid on his scooter crossing the bridge. I mean... Yeah, trees tend to lose limbs in the wind.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a thing, right? Old trees, young trees, new trees, shoe trees. Mm-hmm. They lose limbs.
Red trees, blue trees.
Well, like, have you seen a shoe tree? I've seen a shoe tree in the wind lose big limbs because of the shoes. They were weighing it down. So that it has happened. But, like, and Steven, yes, you do need to reach out to me. I do want to talk about city council. Thank you for sending me the message. That was almost like it was live, right? But this isn't live.
No, I'm just sitting there going, wait, we're not live? Right? What's happening right now?
We're not live. It's
pretty wild, right? We're not live.
We're not live.
We went over that last time.
Yeah, we did.
Right? But yeah, like, I used to live in front of the high school on Fulton Street. And then I remember they had graduation the next morning. I was clearing out early, go somewhere, go hiking. And I heard this crack, crack, crack. And a 22-foot branch, maybe longer, I mean, this big around Widowmaker came down and crashed in between where the chairs were set up, where families were sitting short hours before. So it is definitely a danger, right? Yeah. That can happen, but it's not the trees' fault, man. The guys that on the city, they do a great job of trimming up them trees.
Yeah, they do.
They do the best that they can, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure, I mean, obviously it's probably different departments do different things because obviously the ones at the parks and rec take care of that.
But, yep.
Well, what's the other option? Cut down every cottonwood tree in town.
I mean that's my vote.
Game to this complete. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any trees anywhere ever.
Wow, like Rango.
Yeah,
Rango. No, so I mean we have this other one, but I'm gonna bring this up first just because I've been wanting to talk about it, and it happened again today. So I didn't post about this, but this is something I'm kind of butthurt about. In my job, I have to go into people's backyards, and it's in their contracts that we can go into their backyards unannounced, right?
Yes.
And
wait, what's your job?
He passes gas.
Yeah, don't worry about what my job is. I'm pretty sure I've said it on here before.
He's a professional gas passer.
I don't want to throw it out there, but I'm contractually, is that the right word?
Contractually
allowed to go into people's property, not into their homes, but onto their property with no warning anytime.
Sure.
So my butthurt is there's a fine line between stupidity and bravery, right?
Okay.
And on my side of things is, I mean, the biggest danger is dogs, obviously. I've been bit But the other danger, and I've thought about this, what about like an old man with like Alzheimer's coming out with like a shotgun? You know what I mean? Like that's scary to think about.
Yeah, bro, that can really happen for
sure. It could.
Yeah.
But you know what does happen almost every day?
No.
I'll go in someone's backyard. And I go in people's backyards basically all day, every day. That's what I do.
Right.
And there's always at least one or two women that will come out and confront me. Now, I'm wearing clothes that say who I am and what I represent, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But these women typically are home alone or with their children, and they're coming out into their yards to confront me. What if I wasn't there to do a job for you?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? For sure. Like that's
so their aggressiveness, you think, is their down could be their downfall if you were, say, not who you were.
Exactly. Like if you, dude,
if and you I'm going to say that. Touchy.
Yeah, if you're Uncle Touchy, if you are home alone and you don't have, you know, protection of some type, if you see someone in your backyard, don't confront them. Call the police.
Right.
That is the dumbest thing you can do. What if I wasn't there to provide a service?
This is a great PSA.
Dude, like 100%.
Yeah, man.
And you know, it's always women. I'm sorry, but it is.
Well,
always.
Yes. Let's be thankful that more of them aren't armed and you don't come into people who are maybe absent-minded and wondering what you're doing back there. But no, I think it's a great PSA.
Yeah.
It is. Like, you should, if you have any questions about anybody in your yard, should you confront them? No.
It's a bad idea.
Do you know, like women's number one, their biggest predator?
Women? Bears in the forest?
No, it's men.
It's got to be bears.
It's not bears. Jesus Christ, bro. I mean, I don't know if you want to keep that one in, but you can make some enemies out there, dog. But no, like men, like, so like when I walk around, I don't really fear much, right? But most women walk around with one fear, and that's men.
Okay.
Like men can just take them. And not, no offense to anybody out there that, you know, is tough and could beat dudes up, because I used to run with chicks like that. Shout out to you. You know who you are. And like, it's just like they're number one predators, dudes.
I'm glad that you brought that up, actually, because I had a friend this last weekend ask me a dumb question.
I love dumb questions. So
obviously, we don't try to get like political on this show, and obviously this is a sore subject, but I'm going to say it anyway. He asked me, do you think that women should be allowed to participate in men's sports? And I said, no. Just like I don't think that men should be allowed to participate in women's sports. And he says, why not? And I said, because men are stronger, have more bone density, you know, they're more athletic, whatever, whatever. And he goes, well, do you think that you could get into the ring and win against Ronda Rousey? To which my response was, that's a dumb question.
Of course.
It's so stupid. It's not a question of could I fight Ronda Rousey. It's a question of could Ronda Rousey fight Conor McGregor.
Yeah, right.
And could it, I'm very much an average dude with like no combat training other than the stupid street fights I've been into younger. So me being an average dude, could an average woman beat me up? No. That's the answer to that question.
It's the answer.
So that's why it's a dumb question.
Sure.
So for sure. Anyway, PSA ladies, if you see someone in your backyard, just call the police.
Just call the cops.
I would rather deal with the police being called on me
for sure
than have to hear about something going wrong.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I fully.
I was in some lady's backyard and she didn't know who I was and she called the cops and the cops come up and say, hey, a lady called on you. Oh, and I would probably want to be, hey, can I go introduce myself? She's going to see me a lot. You know, that's how I would rather deal with the police than have to hear about something horrible happening.
No doubt. I agree, bro. I absolutely agree.
Butthurt, there's another dick in the bush. There's a guy right here by Home Lumber peeing in the bushes. Looks like a homeless guy.
Straight on Randy's building.
Yeah. You know, oddly enough, Randy does not own that.
That's
isn't that crazy?
For all these years, like
it's the other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy. I don't know his name, but it's the other guy is the owner.
Wild, bro.
Is the guy pissing on the building KFC Chris?
No. No, he's not.
I saw the post too, but I didn't look at it hard enough. I thought that it was that guy.
I'm going to touch on this one real quick. And this is just a shout out to Gretchen. On your new journey, I did hear about your new role that you're taking at the district, and I couldn't be happier. You will be sorely missed there at the elementary school. And keep on rocking, girl, because you the shit.
Oh, you know what? The other one that I wanted to touch on, but I couldn't find it. Maybe I can find it now. The one about, I think someone reposted it from Freedom in Motion that one of their horses was killed by a mountain lion.
Tippy. Oh, yeah.
Tippy, yeah.
Yeah.
Tippy, the touchy uncle.
It's such a, dude, like when you're dealing with lion kills, it's such a touchy subject, right? Because they're so protected. And like,
dude,
Congress has done like crazy things to put handcuffs on the livestock owners to where they can't even like do anything to these animals who are hunting for sport.
Yeah.
Mountain lions, if you guys don't know this, have you ever seen your cat like run out and just like kill something because it's a dick?
Yep.
Like mountain lions do that too. And they will, they're smart enough to pick out like, oh, and challenge larger of mule deer, right? They'll be like, oh, that's a big badass. I kind of want to go fight that thing and see if I can beat it up.
Right.
Like they're not, they're really majestic. They're super pretty. But like mountain lions are kind of.
You know, I've been saying this for years that I wish California would bring back large cat hunting.
100%. I've ate mountain lion in Nevada,
dude,
and it was good. Tastes like it. Honest to God, it tastes like bighorn sheep because that's what that mountain lion ate mostly.
So, do you remember this was? I don't know. Maybe it was a couple of years ago. There was like a I don't know if it was a city council meeting or what it was because we were having large cats like. You know, eating people's dogs, things like that. Like, there's this old cowboy here in town. I'm not going to say his name because we don't want to, but I'll tell you guys after.
I know that cowboy.
And,
you know, you gotta say
he goes to the meeting and some, you know, one of these hippy dippy people that, you know, conservationists or whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
They were like, well, what if we hired a company to come in and, tranquilize the cats and then we could neuter them. And this cowboy goes, they're not having sex with the sheep, they're eating them.
Oh, God bless that man. I could hear his voice saying that too, bro. That's a fucking
feeling. I know who you're talking about.
That is classic right there, bro. That is absolutely classic.
But yeah, dude, that would be awesome to bring back big cat hunting in California because predator hunting is just so much fun.
Well, it seems like there's a lot more now than there has been in a while. And I'm sure it has to do with that plague thing that was hitting the deer and stuff. So their food is probably down. So they're going to start coming into town.
Well, there's no predators on those predators. They're apex predators, right?
Yeah.
So like even in, you know, it back since before, you know, when this was just tribes people, they were still, you know, governing the population.
Yeah.
And it was more symbiotic relationship, obviously, back then. But
right.
Like now, with zero hunting pressure, and the only thing that you're waiting these things to do is like starve to death or get hit by a car.
Right.
Like that is not an honorable death.
No.
You know what I mean? And in this was the way when I got a tag however many years ago that was in Nevada, but you can apply for a lion tag if you got chosen for a deer tag. So
right.
With a lion tag or with a deer tag, you automatically be like, oh, I can get this. And then you can hunt lion in Nevada.
Well, like, I mean, I don't even see why they couldn't do it like the same way they do bear in California. Like with bear, you basically have, you can just go buy a tag for bear.
Right.
And then the state has an allotted number that is allowed to be taken. And then so they'll sell as many tickets, you know, for as they can.
Sure.
But then once that number is met, everybody's like, okay, it's shut down. Even if you bought a ticket, you haven't gotten a bear yet.
Season's over.
You're done. Yeah. The season's over.
Yep.
All the bear that were allowed to be taken this year are taken.
They have been taken.
So, I mean, that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but California needs to do something, especially for these rural areas about these lions, man, because it's just getting out of hand.
I'll see if I can find some pictures to show right now, but there's, I know one guy that has a yard cam, like a ring thing, and
mm-hmm.
I've probably seen at least 8 to 12 different times, could be the same cat, but it's walking right through his yard in Big Pine, right on, I think it's Chestnut Street, which is
sure.
like by the school, just
yeah.
up a little bit.
Yeah.
I've seen it constantly going through his yard.
There
was one behind my yard in the saddle club. It mm-hmm. ate, it slashed a horse and it ate a goat, and that was 50 feet from my house.
Right.
I mean, it's
yeah.
just like, geez, man, they're all
they're out there, bro.
Yeah, they are. They're out there.
Yep. There used to be one in the 80s, like when this kind of started becoming more and more of a problem when they went to the park and there was a young one that was going in there and eating the ducks. Mm. Like that was a thing. It was like, oh, watch your kids. There's a lion coming in. That was one of the first lions I can ever remember coming into town in the like mid 80s, 85, 86. Mm. Just as a young lad.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. Gnarly.
So, do you have anything else?
You know, I got a butthurt I want to bring up. It'll lead into something you probably got too.
Yeah.
So the other day, I'm eating breakfast at Jack's, as one does. And Amy and I walk out, the beautiful Amy, we walk outside, and there is multiple PCT hikers right in front of Jack, standing in front of the window, trying to catch a ride, thumbing a ride, right?
Sure.
With all their stuff on and everything. And I wanted to make a joke and be like, hey, guys, you know, if you really want to get a ride, you should get a sign that says, I recently washed. And it would work every time. You know what I mean? And so anyway, but I didn't. So I left and I went somewhere, came back and the dude was still there. And this is like 30 minutes later, standing there. And so I pulled over and I was like, dude, seriously, do any of you have driver's license? And one guy was like, yeah. And I'm like, so what does a red curb mean, especially on the side of Main Street?
Oh,
and he's like, oh, you can't stop. So then why are you standing there thumbing a ride?
Hitchhiking.
You dumbass. Go down the road where people can pull over and you'll get a ride.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Dude, that brings me to another Friday night. I had a buddy in town and he wanted to go to Rusty's. I don't go there too often anymore. But
oh, I seen you.
Yeah.
I was not in Rusty's.
Yeah, you were leaving your job. And
locking up the shop.
Yeah, bro. I was right there by the – we were walking through the alley. And, dude, just as the night goes on, just pits stinking, bro. These PCTers, man, like, I understand, like, more power to you if you can do that whole trail. Like, that's a big trail. Like,
yeah.
It goes from Mexico to Canada, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
It's massive. It takes, like, 6-7 months to walk the whole thing. Like, you know, more power to you guys. But you know what? If you want to go and enjoy public amenities, even or private, you know, the bar is a private company. If I would have been working that night, I used to bounce there, I would kick them out. Straight up.
So it ruins everybody else's night.
What do you think is more offensive? Like freedom of speech to be able to say like whatever you want as offensive as you want, or freedom to odor?
I think odor's worse because you can talk back to somebody.
It's particulates, bruh. Like your smell, your stink is in, like pieces of your stink is getting into my brain and I'm identifying it that I don't like it.
Yeah. No, because I mean, obviously you guys know this, but I'm sure most people here do too. I'm a huge advocate for freedom of speech. It's my favorite
thing. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's my favorite thing.
But you're not against freedom of odor.
No, I'm totally against freedom of odor.
100%. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I'm totally against it. Yeah. Because
what's more like what can be more offensive than smelling that bad?
I mean, ugly. You could be ugly. I don't think ugly.
Thank God none of us have to deal with that.
Yeah. I don't think ugly people should be allowed in public. And thanks to my freedom of speech, I can say that.
You should have farted just now. You could have brought the whole thing full circle.
Bro, you guys are on like some different shit tonight, man. That's pretty fucking wild. So I teased it. We teased it. It's time. James.
Oh, do you have some bad news?
I don't know if it's bad news. Yes. I have news, right? I have three different, a couple of them got submitted to me. And guys, like, you can't, like, bro, you know who you are. Don't be dumb. You can't do stuff like that. Don't send me stupid shit like that again. It was just dumb.
I want to know.
It was just.
You'll tell us after.
We could talk it off mic. It was just, it was a silly thing. It's controversial. You can't.
I like your bedazzled watch, by the way.
Thank you. This is actually Swarovski crystals.
Oh.
I'm a drug dealer, bro. I look like a drug dealer.
You got a spliff in your hand.
Oh, yeah, it's no. Totally so I'm really trying not to smoke anymore. And like when I feel like smoking, right? I'm coming up on my year anniversary of sobriety. And one of the ways that I got sober was by tricking my brain from coming from hand to mouth and catching a buzz, right? Mm. That was like the biggest thing. I hated being intoxicated. We've talked about that till I've been blue in the face. But replacing that dopamine drop was hard to do. So when I was working at the store, I look over on the counter and there was a box of clove cigarettes. And I was like, man, I haven't had a clove since like 97. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to have one. Ripped open the box, fired one up, mouth, you know, hand to mouth. It was like a fucking magic trick. Absolutely like a magic trick. And right. I know it's not a healthy switch, but that helped me curb that dopamine, you know, like, because that's all I ever do is like chase little dopamine fucking releases all day long.
Right, yeah.
So now I'm coming up on my year anniversary of being sober next month on the 5th. And I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not willing to smoke anymore. And I haven't really picked a date. And I'll probably just kind of like when I quit chewing, you know, I'll just figure it out and just quit. Mm. But good for right you. Now, instead of smoking, I kind of just have one of these. And I think it looks makes me look more like a drug dealer.
Nice. All right. We want to okay. hear.
We want to hear it.
So wait, before you get into it, okay. are they all bad news?
No, there's one that's kind of bad news. It's pretty funny, too. So I'm going to save that one for last. And we do have some good news.
So there's more good news than
there's
bad news.
There's two good news. All right.
So should we do a sandwich then? Do a good news, bad news, good news? Or we do you want to do the bad news at the end?
I'd say the funniest one should go last.
And I just don't want to break bad news. I'm like, that's silly of me just to kind of make it negative. Good news, right? I love good news, bro. I want good news.
I mean, I'll do the bad news if you don't want to say it.
Well, no, I like it.
Oh,
don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong, man.
It's like drama.
It's just like cutting out the negativity of butthurt. Obviously, it's called butthurt. There's going to be negative bullshit, but like, you know, that's why I made the rules, right? I don't want it just to be like negative.
Yeah, you said no hate speech, which I hate that rule.
Yeah, man, you can't have hate speech, bro.
That's a vicious circle.
21st century.
I love hate speech. And you know what? Do you want to know why I love hate speech so much?
Yes.
Because it shows you where people are.
Exposes.
It exposes them. Sure. I've gotten notifications on people, you know, reporting comments for hate speech and stuff. I always ignore them. But I really think that it's if you censor those things, right? Again, actually, Jesse and I talked about that. We were talking about how somebody, you know, said, pick any demographic of people you want. This type of person, they should be wiped off the face of the earth, right?
Okay.
If you censor that person, nobody knows that they're saying that.
Yeah, exposure. I got you. Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite things about hate speech is you can really see where people are.
Right. Yep.
So that's why I don't like that rule.
Yeah. Well, it still happens, right? Like people and –
it depends on what you consider hate speech. Is there an actual definition for it? Probably not.
Bro, we need to come back to this because this is a really good talk.
Okay, right? We'll come back.
That is a really good talk, and I appreciate you saying that because I couldn't agree more. Without the Gerardo Riveras and the Donahues of the world, right, hosting those neo-Nazi dudes and all like the anti-gay people, we wouldn't have known their groups existed, right?
Right, exactly.
So, no, I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
That's real talk right there. Good job. I like that.
Appreciate it.
So, we're going to sandwich in these two things from Jan to Angie.
Uh-oh.
I do have good news for you, Angie. Jan said that you do not have to pay her back. She thinks that everything you do for her and her family is payment enough, and she is super happy to help you in your time of need. So that is the good news.
That is some great news.
Right? That almost brought a little kind of tear to my eye. So
that happened to me once when I about 10 years ago, and I was always grateful for it. So.
Yeah, it's amazing when people can do that.
That's really cool.
And this one is pretty silly, dude. And it is from Aaron to Rich. Remember when you were 13 and got blamed in Mr. Thompson's class for stealing his eraser? Nobody could figure out who really did it. Well, it was me, and I have felt bad for the past 17 years. I know you got grounded for it, and I'm super sorry. So, like, whoever Rich is, Aaron is really sorry, Rich, that you got blamed. I don't remember Mr. Thompson, so maybe they didn't grow up here. But
oh, yeah, maybe not.
Mr. Thompson? I remember I remember all my teachers, but not a Mr. Thompson. And then last but not least, because that's kind of, I don't know, that's bad news, right?
I mean, it's...
It's kind of good.
It's news.
It's news. Yeah, clearing the slate. Talking to your mic, Jesse.
Yeah.
Guy.
One of us is the professional in the room, too.
Okay. This is from, it looks like, Tay, probably Taylor, to Jeffrey. Bro, I found your keys and your wallet there by the dog's bed. Pretty sure you slept there last night, buddy. Good times.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
So Jeff Tay says, I'm guessing Taylor, Tay has your keys and your wallet. If he ain't got back to you yet, go to Tay and get your keys and your wallet that you left on that dog bed you slept on.
Man, hopefully that was like
some peanut butter.
Yeah.
But it's my peanut butter.
And my dog, you know?
It was his dog.
Yeah, for sure. Just make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all that fun stuff. If you want to be a sponsor of the podcast, reach out to Eastern Sierra Now, reach out to me, reach out to James, anybody. And there's also other podcasts. If you don't particularly want to just sponsor this one, or if you would like a different one, or whatever you want to do, there's multiple podcasts, there's multiple packages, all sorts of stuff you can do.
Yeah.
And let us know in the comments if we should start a Patreon. That's something we're bouncing around of to see if that's – I suggested doing it instead of on Patreon, doing it on OnlyFans. So give us a vote. That's what I want to know. Should we start an OnlyFans or should we start a Patreon? That's what I want to know.
Okay. We did have that cup to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
And
we need to come up with another. We have one more, too.
We have
come
one more. We need to.
So we have one more cup to give away, yep. But let's. Who won the first cup?
Pinkle Fant Forever.
So Pinkle Fant Forever. What you need to do is you need to go to easternsierranow.com/info, send them an email so we can set up a time for you to come by the studio and pick up your.
Maybe.
Cup. What?
It's Pink Elephant.
Pinkle Fant. I'm sticking with Pinkle Fant.
Pink Elephant Forever. I told you guys, man. I can't pronounce good, man. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce good.
Hey, Pinkle Fant.
Pinkle Fant. Oh,
sure. Pink Elephant.
I'm sorry, man. Anyways, I'm James Trules.
Oh, I'm Chase Little. Oh, we got one more cup, though.
Yeah, and subscribe.
So what you need to do to win the second cup is you need to like, subscribe, and tag three of your friends in this episode, and then we'll get some people to do that, and we'll draw a name out of a hat for all the people that do that, okay? Man. So get that done.
We're just trying to get the word out there, man. We need more people.
Yeah, you guys, send it to your friends, even if they don't like it. I don't care if they don't like it. Do you care if they don't like it?
I don't care if they don't like it.
But let's get it out there. But anyways, I'm Chase Little.
I am indeed James Trules.
Thank you for being here, buttheads, and have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you later on.
Yeah.
Pinkle fans.
That's funny shit. That's